Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Smallbiz.org is Bill's website. His index there that we've been talking about now for all these years. Smallbus.org is his website, and NFIB.com, and of course the report's also available at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Bill, thank you for allowing us to do that. Folks, when Bill speaks, people listen, especially when he talks about small business. And Bill, I want you to look into your crystal ball there. I know you got one. I've seen it. And tell us about 2017.
Yeah, well, of course, 2017 is looking a lot better. There's a very strong correlation between our optimism index, which is no surprise because it's represents half the economy. So a strong correlation between it and real GDP growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you have growth, you have job creation, like back in 1983 when the average growth in that expansion was 4.5% and they created twice as many jobs per quarter as we did in this recovery.
Speaking
so that's
of those jobs real quick, Bill, can you confirm that like 150,000 of the jobs that they reported last month were part-time?
That's basically the number that we saw, yeah. Most of them were part-time.
So while the administration is taking a victory lap for those jobs, over half of them were part-time.
Yeah. They
without ever mentioning that.
It's a reduced number of hours kind of a job, you know. Not good.
Thank you, Obamacare.
Thank you,
Department of Labor overtime exemption rules.
Yeah, well, just bad economic policies in general. If you don't have growth, that is, you don't have customers coming in, then you can't hire people.
Right.
I mean, you have no reason to hire people. So lousy economic policies gave us lousy growth, and hopefully that's going to change. You know.
So if you had to put a number on GDP for 2017, what would you say?
For 17, wow, you know, that's a whole new ball game. But
you can do it, Bill. I know you can.
I'll say 3.
All right. I think that's conservative.
I think
with some optimism and nobody in our way, nobody telling us how stupid or bad or ineffective or we didn't build it in our way. I think that's a cakewalk, 3%.
Yeah, well, I it's a cakewalk that I would love to see because 3% would certainly create a lot more jobs and have the economy.
I'm going to predict more than that.
Okay, what's your number?
It's going to be over 3. I'm going to say over 3. But now, and speaking of predictions, would you like to remind the audience who nailed the Fed's behavior for 2 years in a row?
Could be you.
Yeah, I did, but 2 years in a row.
You did, and the Fed raised rates finally. That's the second time in like 10 years. Unbelievable how long they've kept the rates low and the distortions that has caused, really bad. But they're there. A quarter point won't really matter much to anybody.
With unwinding their policies in the last 8-10 years, will they be able to pull that off without wrecking anything?
You mean
Selling down their balance sheet
right.
and pushing their interest rates up. I mean, interest rates are interesting, aren't they? Because they're good and they're bad at the same time, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, savers would like to learn a little interest. If you look at the interest rates in 2009, which were already under the thumb of the Federal Reserve,
yep.
But if you assume that those stayed in place and look at what we actually reported on our tax returns as interest income, you'd see that compared to what we could have had with the 2009 rates, you know, we've lost $3.5 trillion in interest income, the consumer has. So that's a lot of spending, you know, that would have financed if we had had it, and of course we did not get it. So rates are going to go up some, you know, mortgage rates will go up a little bit, but the real key to investment is not the cost of the money that you, you know, that's at the margin. The cost of the money is not the issue. It's
right.
The expectation and the numerator of your evaluation equation. How, you know, what kind of cash flow and profits will the investment
right.
bring? And when you have such lousy economic policies, the prospects of getting that are pretty low. And
what I'm excited about,
we
Bill,
didn't spend.
Is with the balance sheets of small businesses so much improved now after the last 8 years, the one silver lining in all this, 3% growth is going to make for a lot of profit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're lean and mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job today, as always, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you. Merry Christmas, and thanks much.
Yeah, thanks. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our good friends here, someone we admire very much around here. When I'm telling you, folks, his work is the gold standard. It's the best ever. There's no comparison. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.